brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back into the second hour. We're going to go to your calls, and we also have a guest lined up for later. There's so much news here, but for those who just joined us, I mean, look at this news. First grader suspended for sexual harassment. District attorney contacted. They may have some criminal charges, though they're saying at this time they're not doing that. Dodgeball tag being banned now everywhere. It was banned just in some areas. Now it's almost nationwide. Just total control. England banning knives. Just this is how prisoners and slaves live. Let's go ahead and go to who's up next here? Brian in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Alex, how you doing? Question, there was something in the local newspaper out by me that the state of New Jersey is going to be expanding their DNA database research. And as you read, they, you know, seem to want to, you know, convict the criminals that have to be, and then done at a quicker pace, and then the ones that are innocent, they're let go. But the lie of it is that they say that they take them out of the database computer when really they don't. And there's been numerous, you know, cases of that where they just, you know, they say one thing and really you're not out of the database. That's the big lie of it.
In every state in the United States, and also in England, Canada, New Zealand, and Australia, what I call the echelon group of countries that all are in lockstep, basically British Commonwealth countries, and we are back under that now, since 33 years ago, anyone 33 years old or younger who was born in a hospital had your blood sent to a federal database. I've had U.S. congressmen on admitting it.
Question. I was born in 72, so would that mean that, you know, I'm 33 going 34, so that would mean that my...
Alex, you were right at the point where it was starting.
Wow.
And the databases, the main suppositories, or depositories, is in Michigan, North Carolina, and I believe L.A.
Wow. I never knew that. Huh.
It's all freeze-dried.
Yeah.
Yep, your baby's blood, if you've had a child in the hospital, is in this freeze-dried.
Unbelievable. This keeps going on and on.
Now, in some cases, it's not there because they allow the biotech companies, there was a federal court ruling 3 years ago on this, they own the blood and they buy it from the government database, and then they find certain properties in certain unique blood samples that they then try to synthesize different proteins and things, and if they find a really good blood sample, they will end up using all the blood sample and then will exhaust your blood sample. So they're also mining it and doing weird things with it genetically.
Yeah, and the one last thing is it also correlates with the other information you were given about these private agencies collecting data on American citizens, and then what they do is they collect the data, and then the government, federal government comes and buys the information and, like, enriches these small database collecting companies.
Which are then political buddies of the politicians who paid them massive campaign contributions. Or
exactly.
More often, there's only a few of these companies. One of them's in Kansas City. What they'll do is, excuse me, St. Louis, but it was an article out of Kansas City where you order the pizza and it instantly runs you through a database to see if you have it was in USA Today to see if you have a warrant. But they have these Nexus companies, and they call it a matrix system, and that was the name of the particular system in Florida, where they grab all the data, they then get it because they're, quote, private, then they sell it to the government, but the people owning the companies are former NSA or CIA officers.
Right. Yeah, they want to hire somebody with a lot of experience. This is a homeland.
Well, it's a revolving door. I mean, they go serve CIA for 20 years, do all the evil stuff, and then when they get out, when they're 55 or 60, they then get to go run a big company, and it's really still CIA.
Right. Really interesting.
Total control grid. It's called fascism, brother.
I hear you. Thanks a lot, Alex.
You bet. Good talking to you. I appreciate your call. More calls, tons of news coming up. And I know I move fast. It's because there's so many facets, so much information to cover. And, yes, your blood is in a federal database. It is documented. It has been even been in a few mainstream news articles, but most people are totally unaware of it.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey folks, this is Ted Anderson. You've all heard me on the radio talking about the importance of investing in precious metals. I feel it's time for me to talk about the importance of investing in your health. I was presented with the opportunity to try Tri-Vibes from Tri-Vortex. I was a bit hesitant of the idea of absorbing vitamins by wearing them rather than ingesting them. After conducting one of the tests found at Trivortex.com, I was convinced that the product might actually work. I now wear my Tri-Vibes bands daily, and I'm feeling better than ever. Not only physically, but also mentally. Trivortex also offers amazingly beneficial and beautiful jewelry worn by the women around the office daily. Trivortex is amazing. Don't take my word for it. Try Trivortex yourself and have fun and learn with the test found on Trivortex.com. That's Trivortex.com. Or call my friend Brian at 619-884-1455. That's 619-884-1455.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, now back into the second hour. Ladies and gentlemen, I am honored to be your host. A caller brought up DNA databases in the last segment. And, yeah, there's a bunch of news articles out in the last week in the England and the U.S. where when you get arrested now, basically for any reason, most jurisdictions are taking a tissue swab, thank God, just out of the mouth, because the palate cells on the inside of the cheek of the mucous membrane there are very easy to get off. In some cases, they just jab a needle in your arm. It's quite hellish. And then, quote, when you're found not guilty or you're not prosecuted, they're supposed to expunge that, but they're not getting rid of it. And now you hear the federal government going, well, actually, we want to keep it for anybody who's ever arrested, period. Now in England, if you're pulled over for speeding, they will take the tissue swab out of the inside of the mouth there on the spot. And here's the problem. We've caught the Houston Crime Lab, the Dallas Crime Lab, the Tulia Crime Lab. I can keep going for about 20 minutes listing Texas towns. I mean, there's hundreds of them who have been caught engaging in fraud. In fact, I don't know of any crime labs that over the past haven't been caught engaging in fraud. The police chief had a step down a few years ago in Houston admit that thousands of people were knowingly framed. In fact, they didn't ever find anyone they didn't frame. The Dallas Police Department would just randomly pull cars over that looked nice and throw a bag of chalk in the back and claim it was cocaine. Now, Tulia, it was even worse. And the FBI crime lab, we've had their former head, Dr. Frederick Whitehurst, on here, saying that it was industrialized fraud, a total scam in the forensics and the DNA. And so notice the media keeps releasing all these, quote, innocent murderers from prison. And I have no doubt that a lot of them are innocent. Statistics show around a third of them are. A third of the people in prison are innocent. In fact, a lot of times, though, they have already been convicted of another crime, and it's kind of the thought of, well, they should already stayed in longer because of that, so we're just going to throw the book at this guy. So everybody's being taught that DNA is 100%. Number one, all of our blood, anyone 33 years old or younger who was born in a hospital, is in secret federal databases. They were secret till about 5 years ago when it started popping up in the Australian, British, and U.S. news. And again, I've had a congressman on a few years ago admitting it, that they have these databases. So this is going on. This is happening. And you cannot trust DNA databases. And the fact that they want to force us all into it is just nothing more than Big Brother. All right, I'm really excited about this. I interviewed her back in 2004 for the 2004 Project Censored Awards. I was there as a speaker. She was the keynote speaker in San Francisco. And, of course, she's a congresswoman from Georgia who was demonized by the national media, lied about just amazingly, and then they kind of fixed the election to get her out of office. She came back and beat them. So she really is a fighter, and she's the only person I know who'll talk about in Congress the Dying Corps child kidnapping rings, which has been all over the foreign press and now in the Chicago Tribune 2 weeks ago. She's the only congresswoman that'll talk about the toxins in the vaccines and just a host of other issues, the murder of Martin Luther King by the FBI and the CIA, which I've even interviewed special forces officers who they tried to hire to kill him. So, and by the way, the Special Forces Association sued Dangerous Dan Marvin, the colonel, and he just beat them in court last week. So, by the way, that's now been proven in court. So she's just, other than Ron Paul, there's no one with more courage. And frankly, I haven't heard Ron Paul talking about the child kidnapping rings that have been government protected. And I've been trying to get her on for a long time. She's very busy, and I'm going to keep her as long as we can. We have literally bugged the daylights out of her staff. I know how busy she is. Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for the invitation to join you. Of course, I remember with great fondness, actually, the time that we spent at Project Centered and the interview. And, of course, you were getting an award, so you didn't say that. But one of your stories was one of the most censored stories in 2004 and was being honored by Project Censored. So I guess birds of a feather kind of flock together.
Absolutely. Of course, you were going to be on yesterday, but you got caught up in flights because you were there for the funeral of Mrs. King.
Yes, I was, and I'm glad you mentioned that. I wanted to bring that up. It was an incredible, phenomenal moment to see the four presidents all together. At the same time, you know, many people commented about how it would take someone of the caliber of Coretta Scott King to bring these four presidents together. But then we had our current president reading his remarks quite well.
Very unusual.
And but then the showstoppers were President Carter and Reverend Joseph Lowry, because Reverend Lowry just put it out there and said, we're in this war and there's billions for war, but they say there's no money for the poor. He said, will the promises and the words of today be acted out in the deeds of tomorrow?
Well, it was phenomenal seeing him put Lord Bush on the hot seat, and if more people did that, Bush wouldn't be openly announcing that he's got dictator powers. And Cynthia, I wanted to bring that up to you, first Congresswoman today. His chief White House counsel, now Attorney General, says he's above the law. They can torture people to death. In his own memo, John Yoo, another White House counsel, said they can, quote, torture children and crush their genitalia. I don't know if you saw that in the Chicago papers. Bush says that he can spy on people without warrants if he wants to, even if it is a crime. Can you comment on the open announcement that Bush is saying that he has dictator powers?
Well, remember the comment that he also is supposed to have made about, you know, it's okay to have a dictatorship as long as he's the dictator.
We have that clip. Guys, find that. Go ahead.
So it's all of this is a pattern, and I'm shocked that he can find so many people who will go along with him. I was just reviewing that there were judges who were told, there were members of Congress who were told. And, you know, at the end of the day, the bottom line on all of this is that I have co-sponsored John Conyers' impeachment study legislation because I think that by far we have too many examples of high crimes and more than misdemeanors.
By the way, that's going to be Mr. Oberman's main news piece tonight is how do, you know, can Bush be impeached? How would it happen? So that's going to be MSNBC tonight.
Oh, well, you know, really all it takes is the American people expressing their will in a very public way. We have to have the 218 votes in the House and we have to have 51 votes in the Senate, but we can get that if the people desire to have this administration, which quite frankly was stolen in 2000 and was stolen again in 2004.
Well, Congresswoman,
now, there are not many people who will talk about that or who want to talk about that.
Congressman Ron Paul, one of your colleagues a month ago on this broadcast, said that he believes Bush is actually trying to set up a dictatorship and may start putting American citizens in camps. I mean, Ron Paul's never gone that far.
Well, I mean, I'm looking at the host of articles, news, the news articles that will appear one time in one publication and then you don't hear anything more about it.
So well, Halliburton just got contracts to build camps in America.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And so now we have to look at not just each one of these single headlines that appears in one place in, at one time in isolation. We have to look at the pattern and practice of this administration. And if they had the guts and the gall to steal the election, and I want to bring to your attention the movie, the film, a documentary film by the name of American Blackout. Now, while this film focuses somewhat on my political career, it also explains in the clearest of detail, so that there is no doubt by anyone, how the election was stolen in 2000 and again how the election was stolen in 2004. Well, it's clearly depicted in the film American Blackout.
Well, we'll have to talk about that, and we're about to break. I want to come back and get into Dime Corps because last year in March during the Defense Armed Services Committee budgetary meetings, we have a clip we're going to play later, you brought up three key points. Dime Corps and the child kidnapping rings, you brought up the drills on 9/11, and you brought up trillions missing from the Pentagon, and we still haven't gotten answers on any of this, and I don't know if you're aware of it, but the Chicago Tribune ran an article 3 weeks ago, two articles, admitting that there aren't just lobbyists for you know, out there, but there are lobbyists for Dime Corps and Halliburton, who are both involved in human trafficking, to keep it going, and we actually have modern slavery going on, and now finally the governor of Illinois has called the White House about this. So I want to get your take on that, Cynthia, because I don't think a lot of people realize just how evil this is out in the open.
Okay, I would love very much to hear what you have.
And of course, more details about the film Blackout. We're about to break here, and we'll come right back and get into that with Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney. We'll also give you her website. You really need to visit it. Just go to house.gov, and if you type in McKinney into the search engine, she is a congresswoman, of course, from the great state of Georgia, and I'm really excited about having her on because she does not pull punches. She does not back off. And she exposes the evil that is right out in the open. So, again, please stay with us, everybody. Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney on the other side of this quick break. We'll be right back.
friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com. Or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
By the way, Bush has said two separate times things would be a heck of a lot easier if this was a dictatorship, just so long as I'm the dictator. And Congresswoman had mentioned that earlier. Let's go ahead and roll that short clip. Here it is.
I hope they've got my sense of optimism about the possible and enthusiasm about the job. I told all four that there are going to be some times where we don't agree with each other. But that's okay. If this were a dictatorship, it'd be a heck of a lot easier. Just so long as I'm the dictator.
And that was during the campaign on a live discussion on CNN at a town hall meeting. Congresswoman, there's that clip.
That's incredible. But, I mean, you know, and the things that we have to beware of, the things that George W. Bush jokes about, because they're not jokes at all. In fact, they may indeed be jokes on the American people. Right now, I'm looking at the financial health of our country, and I'm wondering why, obviously, someone's purposes are served by having these tremendous deficits and the national debt. We just raised the debt ceiling from 7.9 around trillion to 8 trillion, and I'm trying to figure out what is it that who is being served by this?
Well,
obviously, the American people aren't being served by this.
Well, the big central banks that own and run this country, and by the way, that 8 plus trillion is only what we currently owe, are what we've signed on to our obligations, according to the Dallas Morning News, is 70 plus trillion, and that was 2 years ago they reported that.
Well, so now, obviously, you've done a whole lot of research on this, and I'm going to have to do a little bit more, because it's incredible to me that the American people will allow this kind of financial stewardship to be done.
But it's conservative.
To their country.
But it's conservative to spend more money than all previous presidents combined.
Well, that's what they say they are, but obviously they're serving some purpose, some authority higher than other than the American people.
Boy, you said it. And who do you think that is?
Well, I don't know, but also I have to question about the war. So I'm trying to read up now on the Federal Reserve, and I'm really trying to understand and learn. And then, of course, we come to the war. And whose purpose is being served by this war? It certainly, again, is not the American people. And I'm going to get my the quadrennial defense review. I've got that. I brought that so that I could get my head around what it is that Rumsfeld and the Pentagon boys are actually telling us about this long war. And I'm still trying to figure out who the enemy is.
By the way, Bush has said it's going to last 100 years. Cheney said 3 generations. And meanwhile, they're steamrolling towards a conflagration with Iran. Give us your take on the Iran situation, Congresswoman.
There is no way that I can sanction more war, because we don't even have justification for the one that we're in. And I'm anxiously awaiting the outcome of the investigations from Patrick Fitzgerald and also McNulty on the fabrication of the so-called intelligence that said that Saddam and all of that. Saddam was our guy. But he was America's boy. Those authorities install Saddam in power.
Have you heard then about the new White House memo, not the Downing Street memo, that the White House admits is real, where Bush talks about painting up U.S. planes like U.N. planes and trying to get them shot down? I mean, that's provocateuring. That's terrorism. And then how they're going to have a informant defect and claim he saw WMDs. That's a smoking gun right there. He should be impeached for that right there, Congresswoman.
Well, I mean, we can go all the way back to 2001. The failure to protect the American people on September 11th. That's the first high crime and more than misdemeanor.
What about the 9/11 truth scholars? Professors and doctors and demolition experts are saying the official story is a fraud.
Well, I've seen those reports. I mean, the more people who say it's, I mean, it's clear that something was terribly amiss on that day with our people who were in charge, and then they didn't do anything. They didn't even follow standard operating procedure.
They stood down, didn't they?
Yes.
Congresswoman, stay there. We got plenty of time when we get back. She's with us for the whole hour, whole rest of the hour, lavishing us with her time. We're so honored to have her. We're going to get into 9/11. We're going to get into the dying corps behavior that she has exposed, and so much more after this quick break. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's mangosteenmarket.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jog, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Crashing to the lies and disinformation. And the very fact this radio show is exploding in popularity, number one on Shopcast internet listenership, new AM and FM affiliates every week. Stations that would have never picked us up years ago, but now they know we're telling the truth. Everything we've talked about for years is now mainstream news. They just try to put their spin on it, and that's not working. By the way, if you want to learn the truth of what really happened on 9/11, I've made 3 films on the subject. I carry about, 5 other films and 4 other books. No, 5 other books on the subject at Infowars.com in the video and bookstore. Go there and shop and get your copies today. And with my documentaries, you're authorized to make copies and pass them around. There's no copyright for nonprofit educational purposes because my goal is just try to save this country, and that happens when you get involved and support people like Cynthia McKinney. Congresswoman, I want to play this little clip. Now, it's about 10 minutes long. I'm only going to air about 2 minutes of it. This is last March, so we're going to put you right back on hold. This is when you imagine being a few feet. She's on the bottom row, a few feet from Rumsfeld, the Dark Lord himself, Darth Sidious, and she's there exposing him and Myers and all these other people and Dr. Chu and the rest of them that are sitting there, and she brings forward documented, hardcore questions that no one dare ask. Listen to this.
I have just one question. Who are we, and who's responsible for what we've become? As I survey the landscape of the changes that have taken place literally before my eyes over the course of my lifetime, I have to wonder, where did we go wrong? George W. smirks, Dick Cheney sneers, Rumsfeld jokes, Powell blusters, Rice lies, Enron and WorldCom steal, DynCorp vaccinates, Halliburton feeds and feeds and feeds and feeds. Americans hurt, and in Iraq, Americans die. Our national leaders insult our allies, create more foes, reward their friends, increase our insecurity through their own policies, and plunge the American people into the deepest economic abyss of a generation.
Now, we've sent so many clips of Congresswoman McKinney. That is from her speech at the Project Censored Awards. And we'll play the little two-minute clip later, but that was a good clip to play of her confronting Rumsfeld. So that's also in the computer. Scott, we must have mislabeled that when we emailed it to you. They're up in Minnesota. I'm down here in Austin, Texas at our studios here. So we'll get that clip. But Congresswoman, you confronted Rumsfeld, and can you tell people about what you said to him and the issue of DynCorp and now Halliburton?
Well, I mean, that's that's one incredible moment. And I've had a lot of people say to me, well, you know, he just hasn't been around enough black people because he would know that black women would talk like that. And, but, you know, I just asked him about the war games. I asked him about DynCorp and why weren't they ever, he said that, you know, companies get inside the penalty box. Well, they were never in the penalty box. And it's my understanding that not only is it DynCorp, but it's Halliburton, too, that's engaging in the sexual slave trade of women and little girls. And not only in Eastern Europe, but in Iraq today. And so who in the end is actually going to care? Who cares? And we've got 535 members of Congress. Who cares? Who cares? We all have to care. The American people have to care. All nearly 300 million of us. We have to care, and we cannot allow people to get away with stealing elections. And they steal elections with the same ease that they steal women and little girls. One of the questions that I asked was, how come the Pentagon is such an egregious offender when the time comes for it auditing its resources that are given to it by Congress? And one of the responses is that their computers don't talk to each other. So I asked, well, who's got the contracts? And Madam Comptroller of the Pentagon, Jonas, is sitting there, and she refuses to tell me who's got the contracts to make the computers talk to each other.
Now, of course, imagine if some private company had billions of dollars, and in this case it's trillions, now 3.6 plus trillion, that's Associated Press, missing over the last 8 years. Now, imagine bringing this up, and then they just say, oh, our computers don't communicate. So when the IRS is auditing you over a few thousand dollars, folks, just say, oh, I'm sorry, my computers don't communicate, and then a few years later, you won't get in any trouble. I mean, obviously, there is massive fraud going on when they can't account for trillions of dollars.
That's exactly right, which leads me, well, now, her response was $20 billion has been spent already trying to make the computers talk to each other. $20 billion. How many computer programmers and software experts and these companies that we have that could do so much more than whatever the company is, it's got this $20 billion worth of contracts.
But they're saying that we should
nothing.
They're saying we should just trust them. In fact, we now have that clip. Here's the little clip. Go ahead and roll it.
Gentlelady from Georgia, Ms. McKinney.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Secretary, I watched President Bush deliver a moving speech at the United Nations in September 2003, in which he mentioned the crisis of the sex trade. The president called for the punishment of those involved in this horrible business. But at the very moment of that speech, DynCorp was exposed for having been involved in the buying and selling of young women and children. While all of this was going on, DynCorp kept the Pentagon contract to administer the smallpox and anthrax vaccines and is now working on a plague vaccine through the Joint Vaccine Acquisition Program. Mr. Secretary, is it policy of the U.S. government to reward companies that traffic in women and little girls? That's my first question. My second question, Mr. Secretary, according to the Comptroller General of the United States, there are serious financial management problems at the Pentagon, to which Mr. Cooper alluded. Fiscal year 1999, $2.3 trillion missing. Fiscal year 2000, $1.1 trillion missing. And DOD is the number one reason why the government can't balance its checkbook. The Pentagon has claimed year after year that the reason it can't account for the money is because its computers don't communicate with each other. My second question, Mr. Secretary, is who has the contracts today to make those systems communicate with each other? How long have they had those contracts? And how much have the taxpayers paid for them? Finally, Mr. Secretary, after the last hearing, I thought that my office was promised a written response to my question regarding the four war games on September 11th. I have not yet received that response, but would like for you to respond to the questions that I've put to you today, and then I do expect the written response to my previous question, hopefully by the end of the week.
Thank you, Representative. First, the answer to your first question is no, absolutely not. The policy of the United States government is clear, unambiguous, and opposed to the activities that you described. The second question.
Well, how do you explain the fact that DynCorp and its successor companies have received and continue to receive government contracts?
I would have to go and find the facts, but there are laws and rules and regulations with respect to government contracts, and there are times that corporations do things they should not do, in which case they tend to be suspended for some period. There are times then that the under the laws and the rules and regulations for the that passed by the Congress and implemented by the executive branch, that corporations can get off of out of the penalty box, if you will, and be permitted to engage in contracts with the government. They're not generally not barred in perpetuity.
This company was never in the penalty box. If you could proceed to the
okay, that's enough. It goes on and on. It gets even worse. But see, there's no denial of this. It's been BBC, London Telegraph, Agency French Presse, Le Figaro, Der Spiegel. 200,000 women and children flown out to different hellholes around the world as slave labor, sex slaves, sold into these sweat houses, these sweatshops. This is all admitted. Now, the Chicago Tribune comes out in a two-part series a few weeks ago and says that DynCorp and Halliburton's involved now, too, actually has lobbyists there to lobby to have the Pentagon not stop them. This is hell on earth, right out in the open, Congresswoman, and you have boldly exposed it and you've researched it. A year later, nothing's been done about this. It's still going on, and I guess next time somebody kidnaps a kid in America, they can just say, hey, put me in the penalty box.
It's incredible. And at one point, I said that a criminal syndicate had taken over Washington, D.C., and, you know, upon reflection, I said, well, maybe I was hard on this administration, but now, five years later, that doesn't hardly describe what we've got going on. It is as if our Treasury is being looted, which is another area that we need to pay attention to. What's happening to our economy? It appears to me that our country is literally being hollowed out in very much the same way that the city of New Orleans has been hollowed out of its people. It seems that our economy is being hollowed out, and the American people, I don't know what is financially in store for the average American person. Now, in addition to this discussion about long war and us being in war for the next generation or several next generations, we have to also pay attention to how we are treating our young men and women, and not so young now, because they're telling people that they've got to report for service in Iraq, and they're age 40.
63 years old with cancer.
Yes.
And then now when you get your body shattered and your body armor blown to pieces, they cut it off of you in the emergency field hospital and then charge you $700 for it and $4 a day for your meals.
That's exactly right. But now, at least, I mean, you know, we had reports right after, in 2001, about Halliburton Food making our men and women sick
and then
over
a group,
in Afghanistan.
And then a group protested it in Houston to the employees, warning them, and the Pentagon Army troops spied on them, but Bush says he's not spying on Americans.
Now, if my phone is going in and out, because I only hear, like, every other word you're saying when I'm lucky, and that's because that's what my phone does all the time. So I would apologize to the audience if I am even going in and out. It's not someone calling me, but it's the condition of my phone line, and it always does that, no matter who I'm talking to. I do want to take this opportunity to mention also the case of Kevin Benderman. I don't know if you have talked about Kevin Benderman.
Yes.
In prison because he is a conscientious objector.
Tell us about it.
Well, we were contacted, I guess maybe a year ago, because Sergeant Benderman had been to Iraq one time. He had seen the senseless killing, the killing of civilians, the killing of women, the killing of children. And he said, I am not going to go back and participate in this kind of behavior. This behavior is not me. And so he filed a request for consideration as a conscientious objector. And it was denied. And so now he's in prison because in near Seattle, Washington, because he didn't want to go kill people anymore. Now, you know, you of all people, Alex, remember that what certain areas of our government have always wanted is to be able to produce a killing machine that was devoid of remorse. And so that's why it's important for the MK Ultra program and other programs of the past that were trying to do this kind of killing without remorse, to turn our soldiers into killing machines. Well, our soldiers are not killing machines. And this Sergeant Benderman is someone who doesn't want to kill, and he shouldn't be in prison because he doesn't want to kill innocent women and little children.
And by the way, for those that don't know, right in front of the Baghdad Hotel, about 6 months into the occupation, they'd machine gunned a bunch of little kids that were throwing rocks. And a big British reporter yelled at the Marines and said, "How dare you do this?" And the Marines yelled back, "We love killing them, and we're going to kill more." And there have been London Telegraph articles about troops just shooting, snipers just shooting women, walking with their kids down the road for fun and going, "Look at me blow that bitch's head off." That's the quote, and laughing about it. I mean, some of the troops have been turned into psychopathic killing machines.
Well, you know, that's very sad, because they will come home. And will they continue to be those kinds of killing machines when they come home? We already had the incident at Fort Bragg with the people coming back. And
one unit and four of them come home, three of them kill their wives, and the other one tries to kill his wife in 1 week. I mean, what's going on there?
That's exactly right. So we also have to be careful about one of the questions I ask any young man or woman that I see in uniform. I ask them, "Did you take those shots?" Because we don't know what those shots are. We don't know what they're doing to our young
men. Well, we know the first anthrax shot, they got shut down because it was full of poison. That's admitted.
Well, then all the more that they not take these shots. We don't know. We have no idea what these young people, what their lives are going to be like 5 years, 10 years from now.
Yeah, that's not normal. Why would one unit, would four of them come back and kill their families?
Well, we don't know, but we certainly need to know we certainly need to know so we cannot do that.
Speaking of that, Wired magazine last 2 years ago had a big article about the head futurist at the Pentagon, Dr. Marshall, and he said we're selectively giving the troops aggression drugs and then giving them amnesiacs afterwards. So he admitted they're mind controlling some of the troops.
Well, that goes back to MK Ultra. Now, the third instance that this administration has amply demonstrated, not just to the American people, but to the world, that it is not able to, or it doesn't care about protecting the American people, and that's in the instance of Hurricane Katrina. And I've been very active on this Katrina panel so that we can get to the root of what happened, and we all saw what didn't happen,
well, Congresswoman,
but why it didn't happen.
We've got a break. One more segment coming up. Tell us all about Katrina when we get back, and also want to ask you about the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King and your research into that, because we have someone joining us tomorrow in studio who you know, Dr. King's murder will be exposed. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Bit in the next hour, very gracious, about how when I started talking about DynCorp, I was told through two different sources to shut up about it. And I asked her, have you ever been told to shut up? And she laughed and said, yeah, you got to ask me that on air. So I'll ask that right now, then we'll get into New Orleans. Congresswoman?
Well, let me just say, I couldn't withhold the laughter because I've been told to be quiet so many times and so many different ways. But, you know, when you're made of this kind of stuff, you're not intimidated. But I have an outstanding warrant right now against a gentleman who called all over America, but interestingly had access to my telephone records at my campaign. And now he had access to my telephone records and was able to call people that we called in the campaign and tell them that that my life was in danger. So this was quite a warning. And now it continues with irregular visits to people who are friends of mine, to their homes. So, all I have to do is take this in stride. My telephone, everybody, my mother's phone, we just live with this. And my father was in the civil rights movement, so we're accustomed to it.
Well, I was about to say, Bush says, oh, don't worry, it's not for you, but there's articles where the military and the CIA are watching bike riding groups and, you know, innocuous peace groups, innocuous conservative groups.
Here in Georgia, our very small, innocuous Georgia peace group was spied on. It's amazing. So, no, they will tell us anything. Our responsibility is to not believe them and to do what Ronald Reagan told us to do, verify.
That's right. Trust but verify. And I want to talk about Katrina when we get back in this last segment. But right now, Dr. Martin Luther King clearly murdered. The evidence shows it. Clearly a government op. And now so many witnesses have come forward. I've interviewed a special forces colonel who's won this case in court when they were saying stuff he was saying wasn't true. That was just last week. That was Colonel Marvin, where they even tried to hire him to get involved in all of this. Can you comment on the murder of Dr. Martin Luther King?
We have introduced the Martin Luther King Records Act, which will establish in very much the same way that there was a Records Act established to release the papers of President Kennedy. We want all of the papers, everything released pertaining to the life, surveillance, and murder of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. as well. So we've got 53 co-sponsors on that bill. We're going to go continue to accumulate co-sponsors, to actively go after co-sponsors. And we want release of the information because, of course, on April 4th, I was at the Lorraine Motel. And it's interesting that once having been there and knowing what I know, that when they have the picture, not the picture, but the actual rifle, and they label it as the murder weapon, well, Judge Joe Brown told us it is not the murder weapon. So why is this lie being perpetrated on the American people who go to this Lorraine Motel to visit and think that they are seeing the truth about what happened with Dr. King?
Well, bottom
now, why
line,
is this important?
Bottom
this
line, bottom line, who killed Martin Luther King?
Well, a jury said in 1999 that it was a U.S. government conspiracy, including the highest individuals, certain individuals, and the highest levels of the United States government. I have no reason to disbelieve them.
And why was the previous statement important? I interrupted.
Well, the reason this is important, because if they would do that then to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. at a stage where we have legislation in law now that defines enemy combatants, we all could be enemy combatants just by dissenting from what this administration does.
I agree.
And
we got
to break. The same thing to us.
Exactly.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.